Alors, la bibliothèque in situ continue à rencontrer les artistes de l'exposition Anarchisation et un petit moment maintenant avec Balint. Good afternoon, Balint.
Hi.
You are one of the artists in the exhibition and you present here special works with three parts. Yes, with two parts. One part it is the works in movement, and second part some drawings and two sculptures.
Yes,
it is correctly this short presentation, or
yeah,
maybe
more or
you
less,
could.
Yeah. More or less, okay. Yeah.
Okay. So could you explain the with very simple words the your works?
Hi. Well. We're standing here in front of a work called Trace. This is a second in a series of work, and it's a drawing machine. It's a kinetic sculpture, so it's actually moving, and it's producing drawings here in the exhibition over a period of hours, days, or for the whole duration of the exhibition. For 2 months, it will be drawing here, and we'll be producing art work which will be also exhibited here on the shelf, which is now a bit empty. Trace is a mechanical 3D scanner, and it's all analog. It uses cogs, gears, levers, essentially school physics, simple physics, to produce very complex and mesmerizing images. And I'm trying to evoke digital technology, but with the technology of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the pictures that are also on show here, they look like images that might have been computer generated and come from some kind of program, some mm-hmm. coding. But here we see the actual machine that's made them, and it resembles very, very anything else but a computer. Mm. It is actually an analog machine, as I said, but you could view it as an analog computer.
And I put the microphone near the installation because we can hear to a small sound. And the second question is about this book that you offer one exemplary for the library, and it's edition around an exhibition in Boston, and it's maybe your first edition, or you have other edition before this book?
Yeah, this is a big. Well, actually, it summarizes two solo shows mm-hmm. that I had a couple of years ago in Boston, in Massachusetts, in the United States. And there were two exhibitions. One was solely light art. So I do a lot of light sculpture and play with drawing with light. And the other show was at the Cyber Arts Gallery mm-hmm. in Jamaica Plain in Boston. And that was purely drawing machines. And these two exhibitions kind of summarized kind of the oeuvre of work going back a good more than 10 years.
Okay. And maybe could you give us a name of one old artist or contemporary artist that it is important in your work, maybe like a reference, an inspiration for your work, maybe in you're talking about cybernetic and cinetic art. For example, here in the past we have organized show a big exhibition. Maybe I suppose you know this artist of Hungarian artist Nicola Schaffer.
Yes.
She lives at the end of his life in Paris and. Mm. Show a lot of works around light and
yes.
So maybe
and kinetics.
And kinetics.
I mean, interestingly, I was born in Hungary.
Yeah, of course. Well. It's for this reason that I talk about Schoeffer.
And even more interestingly, I was born in Pécs, which is a big city on the south of Hungary. And Nicholas Schoeffer was born not very far from it, but also
Kalocsa.
Kalocsa. Yeah, and but also Viktor Vasarely was born in Pécs.
Okay.
And so these are kind of grandfathers of op art, grandfathers of kinetic art. Obviously, Laszlo Moholy-Nagy,
of course,
and Kepes György was also. So there is a strong tradition in Hungary that is about investigative and kind of almost like a scientific process behind making a work of art. And I was very much influenced. I grew up on looking at Vasarely's works, and as there is, is probably the first artist that I've encountered as a two-year-old. And so looking back retrospectively, I think these definite influences, and there are common interests there, and the process and approach, a unique approach to technology is important.
Okay, so thank you very much for this short interview, and have a good end of stay here in the Multimedia Gantner Center. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.